Well, I think that what I was trying to convey is the idea that the changes in the matrix surrounding a tumor cell can have profound influences on whether or how the tumor cell behaves. There's an association between increased stiffness of the matrix, leading to more aggressive tumor behavior and metastasis. But the whole process is complex. There is a complex interaction between multiple cell types that communicate with each other and the tumor cells, and this can lead to a change in what is laid down in the extracellular matrix, and then how these different proteins are processed that can lead to a change in signaling within the tumor cells and alter their biologic behavior. So the idea is, can we understand this in a way to inhibit tumor cells from growing or prevent dormant tumor cells from proliferating? And unfortunately, I think the process is very complex. It's going to take an enormous amount of work and creativity to sort out how each component within the tumor environment is influencing the tumor and what the crosstalk is between the different components, different cell types, and even how the cells can influence other parts of the body that are far away, metastatic sites, how the metastatic site can be conditioned to become a host for the tumor cell.
In fact, I think you were saying that you were describing some cross-links that you felt were very important in cells that enabled the tumor to actually spread.
Right. So I was, again, as an example, just trying to point out that while certain proteins may be laid down in the extracellular matrix, their influence and activity on tumor cells and stromal cells can change depending upon how the protein is processed. And that in certain cases, enzymes may be produced by the tumor cells that have a dramatic influence on how the components in the extracellular matrix are processed, cross-linked, leading to changes in alignment of components, and ultimately how these components may react with receptors on the tumor cell, leading to alterations in signaling and the phenotype and biology of the tumor.
And you were looking at intervening in some way to prevent this stiffening.
Well, so in our case, we've looked at a signaling pathway that we think transmits the changes in the extracellular matrix through a cell surface receptor and a signaling cascade that can dramatically alter or switch a cell from being quiescent to being proliferative. And by understanding what components are in the signaling pathway, we can think about ways of targeting and inhibiting some of those components. It would, of course, make a lot of sense to try to see if there are potential pharmacologic ways to alter the processing in the extracellular matrix, or augment or reduce the production of certain components of the matrix that may be influencing the tumorigenic process. So there's a lot we need to understand first before we can target some of those complex systems.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your work?
Well, just that it is built upon the work of many other people, and we still have a lot to try to understand about the complex interactions of all the components, cellular components and extracellular matrix components in influencing how cancer progresses and determines whether tumors recur as metastatic disease that can kill patients. So there's, I think we're just at the beginning of some of this understanding.
What have you got out of this meeting?
Well, I've gotten out several things. I think I've been educated about some very interesting systems that other people are performing. I've been impressed with the advances in trying to isolate tumor cells from metastatic sites where the tumor cells have not begun to proliferate, being able to pull out individual tumor cells from the bone marrow and then apply genomic techniques to understand their genomic phenotype, I think, is an extraordinary advance. I'm impressed by the way people think about thinking in terms of a system and not in terms of individual genes. And I think while we're focusing on systems within individual tumor cells, I think this meeting has emphasized we need to think about tumors as a new emerging tissue with its own emergent order. And understanding that process will probably be the key to hopefully defeating cancer in some way in the future.